Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now it's time for...
Things you need to know.
Guys, I cannot begin to describe the excitement I have for this new breakfast item that is going to be showing up at Wendy's because they are rolling out breakfast.
Oh, they, you know, they each, some of the individual stores have messed around with that, but they never dove in, so now they're getting into it.
Yes, they are. Right. There's a new breakfast menu or item called the Frosty Chino.
Oh, yes.
It's a mix of cold brew with a coffee or vanilla Frosty.
Oh.
Yo, that, game changer.
I'm not a big coffee fan, and that sounds good to me. Yeah.
Chocolate Frosty, that's the only Frosty you should get because that's
delicious.
The original.
Yeah.
Let's go to Sweden, shall we? After a child, young child, preschool, showed up to class with a grenade.
A real grenade?
Well, the teachers took the grenade before calling the police. The boy picked it up at the local firing range and was just like, hey,
this is
show
like
and tell.
Fun army game toy.
Yeah,
could you imagine
this?
If he pulled the pin? What's this do?
Yeah.
I've had it with his homework.
That's right. And, it was an active grenade.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
Where did he get it from?
The firing range just found it. And he, the police came and they detonated it. So
I didn't know firing ranges have grenades, though.
I didn't either. That sounds fun, actually.
You never know what these guys are going to get their hands on. Man, there's people who want stuff can find it. They'll get it.
I know they can. Tomorrow's going to be a very special and extra spooky day. Friday the 13th, we'll have.
Do you believe in that? I mean, either you guys take any extra precautions on Friday the 13th or
Kelsey,
just another day?
No, Kelsey and I were going to have our wedding on Friday the 13th if it was going to be cheaper.
Cheap, yeah.
And
it wasn't?
It was not.
Okay.
So we just went with the 20th.
Mm.
Yeah, so we would have been having it.
I wonder if you get like super deals on a last minute airline ticket tomorrow. We got to run it. We got to run a check and just see if you can get
see
on
where
a
we
fly
go.
Last minute because there's a bunch of empty seats.
And then let's go. Yeah. I'm down for it. But tomorrow is a full moon with Friday the 13th.
Oh boy!
And it hasn't happened in years. Hasn't happened since 2000, and will not happen again until 2049.
Really? It hasn't happened since 2000.
Friday 13th full moon.
Does your fiance's nurse friends talk about how crazy it is on a full moon night?
Yeah.
So the emergency rooms say they get overloaded on every full moon night.
Yep.
For some reason, we act like, I mean, the moon controls the tides in the ocean, and we're like 76% water or 87% water, some odd number water, and we act like it doesn't affect us at all. It should affect us. It'd be weird if it didn't.
Okay.
Pulls the pee right towards my bladder.
Gotta go.
Yep. On this date in 2003, Johnny Cash died in Nashville at the age of 71.
I remember that day. I remember hearing that news. I love Johnny Cash. It was my first concert, and I'd listened to so much of his music and had liked so many of his records and got them in my playlist still today. Love Johnny Cash.
That's why we're all black.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you did. Look at that.
In honor of John.
And last but not least, it takes approximately 540 peanuts to make one 12-ounce jar of peanut butter.
Does that sound like a lot or not enough?
Not enough. I don't think it sounds like enough.
That's kind of the way that hits me. It doesn't sound like that'd be enough to make a whole jar of peanut butter.
That's why they put
hydrogenated
oil. Yeah, sugar.
Fill her up.
Dump it in.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Things you need to know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.